We're back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Let's Talk EI. When we started this morning, we had Chuck Wolf. Charles Wolf is the name. Sometimes we call him Chuck, so feel free to call him Chuck. Chuck is one of the people that will be a speaker at the upcoming SOEI conference on October 19th here in Tampa, Florida. Chuck was also a speaker at the New York chapter of the Society of Emotional Intelligence a few weeks back. Well, maybe it was a couple of months ago when he was a speaker at the New York chapter. And speaking of chapters, for those of you that might be listening, the Society of Emotional Intelligence currently has four chapters. We have a New York chapter. We have a chapter in Los Angeles, a chapter in Atlanta, and we have a chapter in Tampa, Florida. So if you're in a city or state that does not have a chapter and you're interested in starting a chapter, please go to our website. That's societyofei.org. There should be a form there. What you do is you download the form or you just call me at 813-431-9786. Tell me that you're interested in starting a chapter in your location, and I will provide you with the necessary documents and everything that will get you going. But really, all you need to start a chapter is someone that is excited about emotional intelligence, say is excited as you are. Then you look for maybe three or four other people, and those will be the key individual that will serve as perhaps your board or your immediate committee. And those individuals will then go out and look for others that are excited about emotional intelligence. And before you know it, you'll have your very own chapter going. We're also looking at forming a chapter in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so there's some interest there. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you're interested, let me know, and I'll put you in touch with some folks in that area who can let you know what it is that they're doing and what they've been doing in the past. So don't be reluctant to start a chapter. Just give me a call or send me an email or log onto the website, download some information, and we'll see if we can't get a chapter going. Just to give you a little background, the Society of Emotional Intelligence was first developed or came about in 2009. So we're, depending on how you look at it, you'd say we're into our fourth year of existence. And we started out with just a core group of people in the Tampa, Florida area, but we've expanded, and we now have a national, actually international membership. There are people, you know, throughout the U.S. and some foreign countries that are members of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. You can become a member too. All you have to do is go to the website, and under membership, we have three levels of memberships. We have a professional level. It's only $35 for the rest of the year. We have a student membership at $15. And we have a corporate membership. The corporate membership allows an organization to have up to five members under one membership plus a free conference registration. So if you are interested in corporate membership, by all means, feel free to do that. That's available. Our fourth guest is Susan Zimmer from MHS. Susan hasn't been able to contact us yet, so I thought we could fill Susan's time by sharing some additional information about the Society of Emotional Intelligence. So if we have anyone that's listening and would be interested in giving us a call, feel free to give us a call. We can talk about emotional intelligence or whatever that's on your mind. I use the term Susan. I apologize for that. It's not Susan. It's Katie Zeemer from MHS. But as I was saying, feel free to give us a call. We can talk. This is Let's Talk EI. So Let's Talk EI. If you would want to just simply listen, I do have some additional information that I can share with you about the conference. Pretty much I want to give you a little information about some of the other speakers in case you wasn't with us last month. To hear that, our keynote speaker, and you're talking about emotional intelligence and how important emotional intelligence is, our keynote speaker is Alan Brinkman. He's the chairman, president, and CEO of SunTrust Bank in the Tampa, Florida area. And I had an opportunity to listen to Alan do a presentation with one of our, and when I use the term sister organization, I mean an organization called Frameworks. Yeah, I think that was about a year ago almost. And one of the things that Alan shared with us was the fact that if it had not been for emotional intelligence, he may not be where he is today. In other words, he feels that emotional intelligence really contributed to him being successful and being where he is today. I think we do have someone on the line. Let's see. Who do we have? Marisa. Hello, Marisa. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Hank, for taking my call. And I think this is a fantastic program. And I really wanted to encourage all of your listeners to join us here in Tampa, Florida for the October 19th, 3rd annual event that we're having. I know it's going to be spectacular. And I know that the wonderful speakers you had on last month, as well as the wonderful speakers that you have on today, is really just a tasting of how fantastic the whole event's going to be. I know I'm looking forward to it, as well as all of my associates and colleagues who will be joining me as well. And I also want to remind everyone that emotional intelligence is something that I use in my business life, of course, to maintain balance. But I also like to use it in my personal life as well to maintain a good, healthy hula hoop. I call it my hula hoop. I maintain positive thinking as much as possible, and I like to have people in my hula hoop that maintain positive thinking as well. So therefore, in my personal life as well as in my business life, I do utilize what I've been learning with the Society of Emotional Intelligence, and I too agree that it has changed my life completely. So I thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Marisa. Marisa has been with the Society since its inception. I think I met Marisa in Panera Bread's, a coffee shop, when we were first talking about and getting emotional intelligence sort of taken from the concept idea and into an organization. And Marisa at that time said that, you know, she wanted to be involved. She wanted to help in any way that she could. And, and that's what she's done. She's been there and she's helped out a lot. Marisa, you had mentioned a little bit about, the conference. Is there anything else that's going on at the conference that people might be interested in, such as the day before?
Yes, on Thursday night, we're having basically a meet and greet. You can come to our little reception time that we're having Thursday night, and you can meet the speakers. And this will be a wonderful time to meet and greet. And this way, you can have some one-on-one time with the speakers, because I know Friday, the speakers will be very, very busy, and it will be full with a lot of people. So Thursday night would be a great opportunity to have some one-on-one time with each of the speakers. And I'm certainly available for anybody that wants that's coming in from out of town, and I can let you all know what the exciting parts of Tampa are as well. So if anybody's coming in Thursday during the day, you'll have plenty of time Thursday evening to have fun and go see the sights of Tampa as well.
Okay, and last but not least, Marisa, I just got to ask you this one. Let's say that someone comes to the conference, you know, and they're going to hear a lot about emotional intelligence, and obviously they're going to do some networking and things like that. Is there anything else that they can expect, such as maybe giveaways or prizes or anything like that?
Absolutely. We will have fantastic, we're calling them raffle. Bring your business cards, of course, and we will be raffling off some fantastic prizes and gifts that we got as actually gifts from our sponsors. And also we'll be raffling off some books. I know that Dr. Rave's got a new book out, and we'll be giving one of those books away, a signed copy, of course. And for those of you that don't know, Dr. Hank has a book out as well, and we're going to be raffling off a signed copy of Dr. Hank's book as well. And there'll be plenty of opportunities. I believe we're giving away a bottle of wine, or maybe two bottles of wine, and there'll be a lot going on. Believe me, no one will be at any loss to having a good time. A good time will be had by all.
Thank you. That's Marisa Masson. She's good at doing promos, so that's one of the reasons why she was on today, just to kind of share some information about the conference. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, she mentioned the book that I just recently had published. It's titled, Could Your Emotional Intelligence Be Holding You Back? Now, that's also available at Amazon.com if someone wants to go online and purchase that. But you can also purchase it from booklocker.com. You can go directly to booklocker.com and pick up a copy of Could Your Emotional Intelligence Be Holding You Back? It's a quick read. You'll probably be able to read it let's say in a couple of hours. Most people have said that it's a quick read book, so I'm going to go with what they said on that. So I think that's something else that you can look forward to when you come to or attend the conference. So this pretty much wraps up our show for this week. I want to leave you this month, rather. Just want to leave you with a couple of things, and that is, one, if you haven't registered for the conference, please do so today. It's societyofei.org on the website. You'll find at least two or three levels for registration. You can register as a student for the conference. You can register as a professional. You can register as an SOEI member or non-member. So there's a number of ways that you can register. It just depends on the category that you fall into. So please take time to do that today. I would like to thank all our guests for being guests on the show this month and last, and I'm looking forward to seeing them all at the conference. So again, it's Hank Clemons. I'd like to say thank you all for being with us. Stay with us. We'll be back next month at the same time. It'll be more of an open session where we'll be taking more of the callers, and we'll also be having further discussion around EI. So thanks, everyone. Look forward to seeing and talking with you at the conference and or seeing you on Let's Talk EI.